the news read by VC Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the newly built Delhi BJP office at Deen Dayal Upadhyay Marg in the national capital. The foundation stone for this office was laid by the BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda in June 2023. Calling the moment filled with new dreams and new resolutions, the Prime Minister extended heartfelt congratulations to BJP workers.
Aaj Delhi BJP ko apna naya karyalay mila hai. ये नए सपनों और नए संकल्पों से भरा पल है। मैं दिल्ली भाजपा के सभी कार्यकर्ताओं को बहुत-बहुत बधाई देता हूं। भारतीय जनता पार्टी की स्थापना को 45 वर्ष हो चुके हैं। आज दिल्ली भाजपा जिस मजबूती में है, वो बीते दशकों में हमारे लाखों कार्यकर्ताओं के त्याग और परिश्रम का परिणाम है।
India and Bhutan have agreed to establish two cross-border rail links between Kokrajhar Gelefu and Banarhat Samste. Giving details about the rail project, Union Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnav said that this project is connecting two very important cities of Bhutan, namely Gelefu and Samste.
The project is connecting two very important cities of Bhutan. One is Gelefu. This is being developed as a mindfulness city. And second is Samse, which is an industrial city. The two projects will take off from the network of Indian Railways at Kokrajhar and Banarhat. The investment which is envisaged at this point of time is about 4,033 crore rupees, 89 kilometers of railway network will be created. India is the largest trading partner of Bhutan. Therefore, it becomes very important to have a good, seamless rail connectivity for the Bhutanese economy to grow and for the people to have better ways of access to the global network.
Speaking on the occasion, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said this will be the first set of rail connectivity projects with Bhutan by India. He said the MOU in this regard was signed last year during the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Bhutan. Earlier today, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary dedicated seven trains, including three Amrit Bharat Express trains to Bihar. The three Amrit Bharat Express trains will connect Muzaffarpur to Charlaparli, Darbhanga to Madhar Junction and Chapra to Anand Vihar Terminal. Four new passenger trains will connect key towns including Nawada, Islampur, Buxar and Jhajha. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has called for integrating artificial intelligence drones and automated response mechanisms into the country's maritime security framework. Addressing the inaugural session of the 42nd India Coast Guard ICG Commanders Conference in New Delhi today, the Defence Minister said ICG must continuously adapt, upgrading its training and equipment to guard against threats like cyber and electronic warfare. Mr. Singh underlined that automated surveillance networks and AI-enabled systems are essential to reduce response times to seconds and ensure readiness at all times. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said that the Free Trade Agreement, FTA, with the European Free Trade Association, EFTA countries, Iceland, Liechtenstein, Norway and Switzerland will come into effect from the 1st of October this year. Mr. Goyal informed that the developed nations are keen to sign FTAs with India, which has already concluded such agreements with the UAE, Australia and the UK. The Union Minister stated this while addressing the valedictory session of the UP International Trade Show at Greater Noida today. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Market Mantra, at 6:30 p.m. today, we will be taking questions relating to next-gen GST reforms. To answer your questions, we would be joined by officials from the Finance Ministry and an economic analyst. To participate, simply dial telephone number 011-2371-7117. From 6:30 p.m. onwards. In shooting, India today swept the podium at the ISSF Junior World Cup in the women's 10-meter air rifle event in Delhi. Ojasvi Thakur claimed gold with 252.7 points, while Hridayshi Kondur secured silver with 250.2 points. And that is the end of this news bulletin.